Here's Tony's conversation piece on WICC 600.
All right, with us here in the studio is attorney Adam Blank, and he's here, and he's with Wolfsey, Rosen, Queskin, and Garansky. Am I getting that right there, Adam?
You got that right, Tony. Thank you.
All right, there you go. All right. You guys are located on Summer Street there in Stamford. We thank you so much for taking a moment.
Hey, thank you for having me. Great to be here.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's get right to it. You guys have been appointed to a statewide task force, a steering committee, if you will, that's going to study the feasibility of driverless cars in Connecticut. Tell us about the task force. What's it all about, and what does it entail?
Yeah, so Connecticut wants to try to get on top of autonomous cars, driverless cars, which are you hear about them a lot. We don't quite see them on the streets yet. So they've put together a group of about 11, I'll call them regular people like myself, some tech people, some lawyers, just people that have regular jobs, as well as the heads of the relevant state agencies, emergency services, DOT, DMV, Office of Policy Management, to try to grapple with how those vehicles ought to be regulated to, one, encourage some businesses to come to Connecticut and possibly test and develop them here in Connecticut, make sure that they're safe on the roadways, and make sure that we have a system in place to just make sure that it's safe, and if something goes wrong, that we know how to deal with it.
And who's going to be involved? Which municipalities here in Connecticut will be involved?
So far, and the budget stalemate here, not the federal one, but the one here in Connecticut, delayed everything. Right now, Stamford looks to be one of the, I think, three municipalities that will be involved. The others have not yet been selected. And those municipalities are going to be testing areas where manufacturers or component manufacturers can come in and test out their equipment before it would be permitted to go, across the state.
Now, I know it's obvious, but what exactly is a driverless car? Tell us. I mean, have you driven in one? You must have.
I've never been in a fully autonomous driverless car, and
okay.
And so the way that they look at these things is that your sort of old fashioned mom and dad's car growing up as a kid would have been what they call a zero. They put them on a scale of zero to a level four.
Mm-hmm.
Levels zero is no technology, essentially. Level one and level two starts to be like your Teslas that are on the road now. They have adaptive cruise control, blind spot assist. They have some emergency braking that they'll do for you. The lane departure warnings. Those are sort of level two, and then they go up to level three, where the cars are essentially, they drive themselves, but they may occasionally require you to take over the wheel. And level four, no drivers ever needed. And obviously, all the car manufacturers are working towards level four, and that's certainly in our future at some point.
I mean, I would assume you get into the car, and you program the address where you want to go. It kind of works on a GPS system.
Well, the there is no standard yet, and the different manufacturers use different features to control these cars. It's a combination of GPS, laser, and LiDAR, radar, cameras, infrared, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, you name the technology, they're all thrown into these things.
And like, you come up on a red light, the car senses this?
Well, and that's that remains to be seen in the legislation. Some of these vehicles are designed to communicate with the infrastructure. So they would communicate with the light, and the light would signal to them, hey, it's going to be red or green. Or they might signal to the light, turn green, I'm coming.
Mm.
And so you'd have a smoother traffic flow with communication between the vehicles and the infrastructure on the roadway. Other manufacturers are saying, we're not going to worry about communicating with the street and the roadway. We're going to just use cameras and imaging to sense the lights and stop for the red lights. And other manufacturers are saying, we want to develop our cars so that they communicate with each other. So the car in front of me will tell me I'm stopping at a red light, and I will know that car is braking, and the one in front of it will know it's braking, and the cars will communicate with each other.
Amazing, amazing. We're talking with attorney Adam J. Blank, and we're talking a little bit about driverless cars. They may be coming to Connecticut. Let's talk a little bit about the legal considerations, the legal end of it. I mean, a driverless car, what does that mean for driver-passenger liability? What about insurance?
Yeah, so, and that's part of what the task force that I'm on is going to look at and make some recommendations to the legislature to come up with, and we'd sort of like to get ahead of it before the federal government tries to say how this ought to work, because we think we can probably come up with something that's feasible and put it in place for a few years, and hopefully it catches on across the country. But for liability issues, you know, there are issues about, you know, when the car crashes, is it the occupant's / driver's fault? Is it the car's fault? Do you have to sue the manufacturer?
Right.
And currently our system, the driver has insurance and the owner of the car has insurance. And maybe we ought to shift where anybody that manufactures these cars provides insurance that covers whoever happens to be occupying the car, whether they be considered a driver or not. And all of that are open issues for discussion that have not been resolved in Connecticut or in other states. It's an open question.
Interesting. Adam, we are running out of time, but if people want more information, what can they do?
Yeah, that would be great. They can feel free to send me an email at ablank@wrkk.com, or they can find me on the website at wrkk.com.
All right. It's the wave of the future. I mean, this is even a little bit more complicated than George Jetson. I mean, his car flew, but he still had to drive the car. He had to be behind the wheel. Interesting. Hey, Adam, thank you so much. It is 9:58. We've got traffic and weather coming up.